Once upon a time, in a cozy little burrow, lived a curious bear named Benny. Benny loved all things bright and bouncy, especially balloons. One sunny morning, Benny woke up with a brilliant idea. He wanted to make the biggest, bluest, bounciest balloon ever.
Big blue balloon,
Benny bumbled happily, his voice a rumbling purr. He bounced out of bed, a big smile on his face. First, Benny needed balloon material. He looked high and low under his bed and behind his bookshelves. He hummed. Where can I find something bendy and blue? He thought of the big blue blanket his granny had knitted. Too heavy. He thought of the bluebird's feather. Too small. Benny sat down, his big bear paws rubbing his chin. He remembered a book his friend Rosie Rabbit had shown him. It was full of different kinds of materials and what they could do. He decided to pay Rosie a visit. Hopping along the forest path, Benny hummed a little tune.
Bounce, to Rosie's house we go, to find a blue balloon. Oh, what a big show!
Rosie Rabbit was busy coloring a picture of a magnificent rainbow.
Hello, Benny, she squeaked, wiggling her nose. What brings you here?
Rosie, Benny huffed, I want to build the biggest, bluest, bounciest balloon, but I can't find the right stuff. Do you have any bendy blue materials? Rosie pondered.
A big blue balloon. We need something flexible and light to fly, and it has to be strong, enough not to pop.
She remembered a roll of discarded blue tarp her dad used to cover his carrot patch.
That's it, she exclaimed. The blue tarp. It's strong, it's blue, and we can make it bendy.
Benny's eyes lit up. Brilliant, Rosie, brilliant. Together, they carefully unrolled the big blue tarp. It was indeed blue and bendy. But how would they make it into a balloon shape?
We need to design it, Rosie chirped. She pulled out her craft box filled with colorful ribbons, glue, and safety scissors.
A balloon isn't just a blob, she explained. It needs a proper shape to hold the air.
What shape should our balloon be, Benny?
Benny thought about the round balloons he'd seen at the county fair.
Round? Big and round like a blueberry.
Excellent, Rosie agreed. She showed Benny how to draw a big circle on the top with chalk. Then, using Rosie's child-safe scissors, Benny carefully cut out two big blue circles. It was a bit tricky, but Benny was careful and patient.
Balloon body, he cheered. Now they had two flat blue circles.
How do we make it bouncy and hold air? Benny wondered aloud.
We need to build it, Benny, Rosie explained. Just like your dad builds his burrow, we need to connect these pieces.
Rosie suggested they use strong, sticky tape to join the edges of the two blue circles, leaving a small opening at the bottom.
This opening is where the air will go in, she said, demonstrating with her paws.
Benny carefully pressed the tape along the edges, making sure there were no gaps. He was learning about sealants and aerodynamics without even knowing the big words. Once their big blue balloon shape was taped together, it still looked a little flat.
It needs air, Benny puffed, taking a big breath.
He tried to blow into the small opening, but it was too big for his little bear mouth, and not enough air went in.
Rosie giggled. Silly Benny, that's not how we fill a big balloon. We need a pump. Or maybe we could use something a little more natural.
She remembered another book, this one about chemistry and reactions.
What if we mix baking soda and vinegar? Rosie asked, her eyes twinkling.
My book says they make a gas. Benny bounced up and down.
Gas like the air we breathe? Wow.
Rosie carefully poured some vinegar into a small bottle, and Benny, with Rosie's help, spooned baking soda into the balloon. Then, with a big gulp, Rosie held the balloon opening over the bottle. As the baking soda fell into the vinegar, bubbles began to form. The blue tarp balloon began to swell, slowly at first, then faster. It filled with a light, invisible gas. It's working, bouncing up, Benny cried, watching in amazement as their big blue creation expanded, becoming rounder and rounder. Soon they had a magnificent big blue balloon, just as Benny had dreamed. It floated gently in Rosie's garden, catching the sun. Benny was so proud. He had learned that making something big and bouncy wasn't just about wishing. It was about looking for materials, designing a shape, building it carefully, and even using a little bit of science to make it work. They had solved a big problem and had a big blue balloon to show for it. Benny hugged Rosie. Thank you, Rosie, for helping me with my big blue balloon blunder. Rosie smiled. Anytime, Benny. Teamwork makes the dream work. And they spent the rest of the afternoon happily bouncing their beautiful big blue balloon, feeling proud of their clever creation.